It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Lucas de Barga, a 24-year-old French pianist, came in fourth in the finale of the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow on 30th of June. Yet he's getting about as much press as winner Dmitri Maslyev is, and the main reason is that Lucas has the kind of backstory that films and fairy tales are made of. Incredibly, he was self-taught until well into his teens. He started playing a friend's piano by ear when he was 11, then gave up at 17 and started working in a Paris supermarket. He was invited by his old hometown to play in their local festival, picked up the piano again, played so brilliantly that he was put in touch with a Russian piano coach in Paris. 4 years later, he was in the finals of the Tchaikovsky competition, playing with an orchestra for the first time in his life. The Moscow Music Critics Association awarded him their prize for the pianist whose incredible gift, artistic vision, and creative freedom have impressed the critics as well as the audience. The Cincinnati World Piano Competition has reversed their dismissal of its artistic director-pianist Awadajan Pratt, saying that the action was not authorized or recognized by its board of directors. Pratt was fired by executive director Mark Ernster on July 8th, but will return and continue in the role of artistic director. The competition also announced on Wednesday that Ernster resigned from his position on July 20th. Board Chair Jack Rouse, who had resigned on July 8th, the same day that Pratt was fired, returned as chairman on July 26th. All are unpaid volunteer positions. Pratt, who is a piano professor and artist in residence at the University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, said on Wednesday that he planned to continue moving the competition forward. It's widely known that lions, pandas, and polar bears are all in serious jeopardy in the wild, but bassoons, are they an endangered species? A campaign called Save the Bassoon now aims to remind the public of the importance of this member of the woodwind section and to encourage young musicians to take it up. Using the endangered species model employed by the Worldwide Fund for Nature, campaigners are highlighting the scarcity of bassoonists. The bassoon preservation campaign began in Amsterdam a couple of months ago and is to spread across Europe this summer through a network of professional players. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.